Welcome back to another week at Drone DJ. This is a special episode, which we will talk about the leaked Mini 3 and potentially new drones we're going to see this spring. So, Kirk, back to you. I guess usually the indication of a new drone from DJI is, you know, one of the older models going on sale. And we're seeing the Air 2 going on sale right now.
Yeah, if you go to DJI's site, you can also go on Amazon, Adorama, B&H. You can find the Air 2.
Sorry, the Flymore Combo.
Flymore Combo going on sale. So the Air 2 regularly goes for $799, and the Flymore Combo is going for $789, which makes kind of a lot of sense if you want to get rid of stock and you want to get rid of the accessories, because you're coming out with probably a new drone with new accessories. You know, why would you buy the Air 2? Just get the Flymore Combo instead.
Because if you look at from consumer side right now on DJI, there are three drones essentially for the for their consumer lineup, right? There's the Mini 2, there is the Air 2 or Air 2S, and then there's the Mavic 3. So out of the three main lines, the Air 2 really is the oldest one out of them all, right? Because Air 2S was the updated one. So typically, anytime you're seeing DJI planning to release a new drone, it's one of their oldest models that's currently available going on sale. That's usually a good indication.
Yeah, and the Mini and the Air 2 came out in 2020. It's August, I think, of 2020, April 2020. April of 2020. So, I mean, it's coming up on
2 years.
So that's definitely around the time that it should we should see, definitely see a new one come out, although we haven't heard a lot about the Air 2 specifically coming out, any rumors yet. So
the rumors
though that we have heard is the Mini 3.
On the Mini 3. I know, and it's, you know what's interesting is around Mini, I always like Mini is the one drone I never get the forecast before the actual Mini came out. I said I lost the bet with Matthew on our real estate team, and he said, "Oh, it's gonna be a great sub 250 drone." And I said, "There's no way DJI is gonna fit all the technologies on the sub 250 drone." And then Mini came out. So last year, when a lot of our audience started asking, you know, what do you think about Mini 3? And I said, why do they want to release Mini 3? Mini 2 is doing so good. And then obviously when Autel came out with Nano and Nano Lite with obstacle avoidance, that's when I said, okay, now it makes sense with Mini 3, because really if the competitor is releasing a drone with a feature that DJI doesn't have, they're definitely going to counter with, you know, even a better unit.
Yeah, and I think it was last week we talked about like the leak package of the Mini 3. I mean, like at this point, it's coming. Like we've seen enough leaks about it that it's coming. I don't think anyone can deny that at this point. We were a little skeptical of the design of it, the look of it, because it looked like the image was like skewed to be like in like a 1x1 type image, and it made the drone look really short. And then there's another image of it here that looks similar to what the box was. So it looks like it's going to be much shorter than the original Mini, which
sort of makes sense if they want to cut the weight, if they need to add the sensors to cut the weight, right?
I mean, yeah, like it's already pretty compact. Like I have my Mini right here. Like it's already pretty compact. I can't imagine getting smaller. But yeah, we can go over the spec list here. We're looking at a one over 1.3 inch CMOS sensor, f1.7 aperture, your favorite feature, which is a
gimbal tilt,
almost vertically gimbal tilt gimbal. One of my features I'm looking forward to is the vertical mode on the gimbal as well, or just at least the camera can support it. So I don't know if it's going to be the gimbal or it's going to be software. Three directional obstacle avoidance, which is similar to what the Nano Plus have. Active track O3 transmission and a new controller with a built-in screen, which I think makes a lot of sense for this market actually, because we're not like, cause like you have multiple phones and multiple devices when you go out, and like, I just have my iPhone. Like I don't like, I'm not, I mean, I have an Android phone. So I actually, okay. I have a drawer full of old smartphones from my software engineering days, where you needed like a bunch of different devices, but like, I don't want to, like they're terrible. I have to have them plugged in the entire time if I want to use them, because the battery sucks. So like I don't want to have my phone, you know, taken away just because I'm flying a drone, especially if I get a call or something like that. Like it's so annoying. to have to, like, you know,
on the airplane mode when you're flying a drone, right?
Yeah, like, and then, like, I have my watch and then I can take calls on my watch, but, like, I'd rather just use my phone if I'm out there, if I have it. So, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to this kind of, like, this new controller, as well as, you know, kind of this new features.
And just going back to the specs, first one is the sensor size. I actually did a calculation. So right now on the current Mini 2 is the one 2.3. And with, you know, if we really get the one 1.3 on the Mini 3, that's double the sensor size. If you look at the actual square millimeter size, this is 70 compared to Mini 2 is going to be around 30. So that's a really big improvement. Plus the f1.7, and already see, you know, a note here saying, what about low light capabilities? I'm really interested in that too, because if you compare the Air 2S and the Mavic 2 Pro, the Mavic 2 Pro has a better Hasselblad sensor. But when we tested low light, the Air 2S actually handled low light better. And I'm not sure if it's just the algorithm, right? So I wonder, from the new sensor on the Mini 3, for low light, is it going to be, you know, some kind of hardware plus the software improvement to make it better? I guess we shall see, because I really like them. We're pretty big on Twilight. Right. So our real estate team is really big on Twilight for estate homes, and it looks really nice during the golden hour. So that's something I'm really looking forward to do with the new Mini 3. You know, if there's a question on is the leak design real? Well, I guess we never know.
We will never know that for sure, but,
But at this point in the game, I would say they're probably as close as it can be, right? If DJI is making a habit of releasing new drones in April, then we're shy of 1 month from April. Now, as Kirk mentioned, one of the features I really liked is that gimbal tilt. And I'll mention why. So if you look at them, let me just go back to... So if you look at this little design here, and if anyone has seen the paired Anafi, I've actually flown that for a while when, you know, Anafi was around quite a bit. And the one thing I really liked from the Anafi was you can tilt the camera almost 90 degrees vertically up because of the design of the gimbal. So I always said, oh, it'd be nice if that's something DJI can come up with. Looks like on the Mini 3, they're saying it's going to be a large tilt up. Doesn't look like it's going to be 90 degrees, but just to have that option to tilt up a little bit is going to make a difference. You know, for example, when we do the auto panel, the panorama from the bird's eye view, I always have to replace the sky because you can't tilt up. You tilt up, you're seeing the propellers, right? So even if a little bit of tilt up is going to help with the stitching of the pictures afterwards, if you get a little bit of the sky, what's actually happening that day.
Now, I'm looking at these propellers and how they're going to fold out. It looks like it's reversed from what they are. I don't know. Does that look like to you that they're like kind of backwards? Yeah, that you fold backwards the drone and you flip the other ones forward?
I want to say they look about the same. They look like the same configuration, but I guess we shall see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I guess it's kind of hard on this. And also, they could have, this is a drawing. They could have.
Yeah, and I wonder, because if you look at the Mavic 3, it was actually a really big aerodynamic design improvement based on the Mavic 2 Pro, right? So I wonder if Mini 3, if they actually took some of that from Mavic 3 for the body shape, for the aerodynamic design. I wonder if that's part of why the body shape looks a little different.
Yeah, that would make sense. That they're going to improve. I mean, we had rumors, I think original rumors also, stated that it's going to be a more aerodynamic design.
Yeah.
It's going to improve, you know, flight time and stability and movability and stuff like that. I do want to talk about just kind of like the overall, like how it compares against the Nano Plus. Cause like, I mean, that's kind of what they're going for. They're going against the Nano. The Nano has a 1.28 inch sensor, does 50 megapixel, photos. So we don't know what what type of photos we're gonna, any type of stills we're gonna get out of the Mini yet, but I would assume it's probably gonna be close to that range area. They're gonna really try to compete with Artel. It has a 1.9 aperture, so Mini 3 looks gonna be improvement there with a larger aperture. And of course it has 3-directional obstacle avoidance. So it's here's
and OcuSync 3, right? OcuSync 3 for transmission. And I know you were saying there were some challenges with losing link with the Nano, and
I haven't had any issue losing link. It was just actually getting it
not connecting,
which is still most likely more of a not a, a shipment. You know, I had an early release of this firmware, but so I can't necessarily put that directly on them just yet. But my theory is that the price point right now for the Mini 2 is $449. The right now the Nano Plus is $949. That's a $500 difference. If they're going to bring it, come out with the same, you know, specs or better than the Nano Plus, and their base price is already around $449, yeah, it might go up a little bit. You know, maybe it'll go up to $549, maybe it'll go up to $499, whatever. But I think they're going to come with the same specs as the Nano Plus and just.
Well, if you look at right now, the Mavic Air 2 on sale is at $789 US.
Yeah,
they can't be more than this.
Yeah, right? No, they can't be. So it has to be in that $500 price range.
That would be the base model. That wouldn't include the new built-in controller, I would think, because if you look at, you know, So if you look at built-in controller, if you look at right now the smart controller, like my smart controller costs more than my Mini 2, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure with the new RC Pro controller, it's going to be more expensive. But along the nose, like Kirk, you were saying earlier about how you don't want to have your phone, how you prefer the built-in screen. I also want to say, you know what? I also don't want to have multiple controllers. Because typically, I would go out with my Mavic 2 or Mavic 3 plus a Mini 2. So yesterday, I actually just did this swap on spot. I just wanted to kind of try out the process and the workflow too. So I used my smart controller to fly Mavic 2 first. And then I just used the same controller, rebind it with my Mini 2. It was literally a 10-second process. So it was great. I don't even have to carry 2-3 different controllers when I carry multiple drones out. Right, I can basically swap one controller and use it for all the different drones I have. So I really love that feature too.
I wonder if this will be like a more consumer version of the RC Pro, like a little smaller, maybe like not as has a 1080. Oh, it has to have a 1080p display. Like, there's no way you're gonna not have a 1080p display. But like,
it's
maybe like
the brightness. I mean, to me, the display is more the brightness I care for.
Yeah. Exactly. That's true as well. So brightness goes up to 1,000 nits. If they're coming with a new RC Pro, like in a few months or whatever that leaked, you know, RC Pro, you know, might come out. If they're coming with a new one, I can totally see them coming out with a very similar, maybe a little bit smaller of a display and hitting still 1,000 nits. Maybe whatever it might be, like similar specs as the RC Pro now, just cheaper. And more meant for give it to the Mini, give it to the Air 2, because right now the RC Pro only works on the Mavic 3, Mavic 3 Cine, and Air 2S. So if it can work on all of the devices,
it's the OcuSync 3 technology. That's why. I really hope they can, you know, have it compatible with the previous version. Like, you have it available with the Mavic 2 or the Mini 2. Like I said, it makes a big difference. I can just swap the drone using the same controller on spot. Right?
I feel like there's got to be a way. I mean, maybe it's too much hardware. You got to have hardware for both. Maybe there's a hardware change out, and that you know, makes it harder to make compatibility. But like, some of that's going to be, since it's OcuSync 3, and if they come up with an Air 3 as well, that's going to have, you know, OcuSync 3 as well, then that this controller can be like the consumer version, you know, the cheaper DJI controller with the screen built in for those non-hardcore professional drone flyers.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. We do see some other comments saying, is it going to have Zoom? I think Zoom would be a little too much to put maybe a digital Zoom. You know, if they come up with that feature, but I highly doubt it's going to have any additional Zoom features on the Mini 3.
That one might be hard as well to kind of pull off. I mean, if they come with an Air 3, though, 100% will have Zoom. But the Mini might be hard to pull that one off in that size package.
Yeah, and I think we saw there's someone leaked saying that Inspire 2 has stopped production entirely. So that's usually an indication of, you know, potentially, I mean, Inspire 2 was really old drone, right, from DJI. And we're seeing that gap from the Cine version, you know, from DJI now, that there isn't a drone. Yes, there's Mavic 3 Cine, but it's not filling the gap with the interchangeable lens that Inspire 2 has. So I wonder if they're also gearing up for Inspire 3.
we might see a lot of drones come out this year, because I feel like this year just makes sense for so many drones to get an update. So
while we are talking about spring coming up, I do hope there are going to be newer drones. And let me just stop share for a sec. Also talking about history. I mean, Kirk, you were talking about speculation on pricing because we haven't seen any leak on pricing. Remember the time when GoPro released their Karma? And then 3DR had the 3DR Solo when they were still in hardware, right? That was the year DJI released the Mavic 1 Pro, the original Mavic Pro. And it just smashed the market with GoPro's Karma and the 3DR Solo. And everyone was looking at the pricing to say, wow, that pricing is really low for Mavic Pro. But if we're looking at just, you know, strategy wise, I wonder if it's going to be a similar strategy when you were saying, hey, the price is going to be lower than the Autel Nano or Nano Plus or the Nano Lite. Strategically speaking, it makes sense, but I'm really rooting for Autel. And Sky Deal isn't in the sub 250 category right now. But really, if you look at the market, those are the two largest competitors against DJI right now. Yes, there's Parrot, but I don't believe Parrot is sort of in that same, you know, production volume league and the marketing power right now. So I'm really hoping that something is going to come out from Autel and Sky Deal that at least makes their unit, you know, work, gives it, you know, one competitive edge that's going to make it stand against DJI products. Otherwise, we're just seeing the same strategy from DJI on competing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the company wanting to compete against, you know, other competitors in the market. But again, going back to from all of us pilots, I'm really hoping something comes out from Autel and SkyDeal. You know, don't go away like what happened to the GoPro Karma and 3DR, right?
Yeah, no, I like to see this competition. I mean, when I spoke with their CEO at Autel, like, he was very much pro competition, and he wants to see the competition come back. So I mean it makes sense for him to keep going if that's his mentality. I was looking up for prices of the Nano, and all I see is the premium bundle for the Nano, not the Nano Plus, because we know the Nano price is $949 and then $1049 for the premium bundle. The only thing I see is for sale, which is on their Amazon store, not even on their normal store, is the Nano Premium Bundle, which is $899. So, which is still expensive.
It is. And for the usability, they still have quite a bit of usability issues to deal with, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. But, like, it's going to be, I think this Mini 3 is going to really come in and hit hard to Autel with their, with just their mature product line, as well as the ability to cut the price so low.
I guess we shall see. There was a question on timing. Would it be available for a trip in June? I believe the release date is looking at in April. It definitely will be available for June.
That's what the date we have, but we don't know that date, though. We don't know if that's a release date, and we don't know that, like, what that
date announcement means. Date. Right.
It could be an announcement date, could be release date, could be a design finish date. Like, they could. That's when they could start production of it, maybe.
Well, again, just looking at historical record from DJI, April seems to be a time when they release new drones. And also, you know, DJI seems to have products available the moment they release new drones, and you can actually place order at least on their website. So that's the history of, you know, product availability from DJI. I guess we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Okay, so we're coming up to the end of today's session. Now, before we wrap up, I just want to give everyone kind of a preview of what we're going to get into next week. So we saw this week from the five key recommendations by FAA on the BV loss operations. Plus, so FAA is on the States, right? And then plus Transport Canada also, they're saying they're still on track for releasing BV loss this fall. So BV loss is your beyond visual line of sight flight. Looking at some of the key recommendations, you know, establishing the risk level, determining right of way, and new pilot training requirements, plus the BV loss rules, and then regulations for third-party service providers. Essentially, if you look at, you know, the five key metrics of beyond visual line of sight, and I'm just going to come out and say, look, I'm really looking forward to BV loss becoming the real thing this year. Instead of saying it's just for research, you know, you have to jump through the hoops for the additional waivers or applications. I'm really hoping at least the lower level, you know, beyond visual line of sight applications can actually be almost a norm, the first step towards this being a norm for drone flights. Because as far as safety is concerned, I made this justification, you know, many times to say if someone is just standing outside under the sun because they can maintain visual line of sight of the drone, it's going to affect how they can actually see their controller, right? The amount of details and data on the controller. But even if I just sit in the back of my vehicle with the trunk open and then sit there, have the shade, right, and have either the AC or the heat, then I'm actually a lot more comfortable and I would be a lot more focused on my operations versus being affected by all the elements around me. So I'm hoping that's the least for me is when we go out to film, you know, I don't have to try to find under the tree or somewhere to hide myself so I don't get captured in a shot and then having to photo myself out. Like I said, next week we'll come back and talk a little more on beyond visual line of sight and what that actually means to all of us pilots out there.
Yeah, it should be a very exciting kind of process to be released.
Coming back this spring, well, hopefully everything starts to go back to the normal track and we start seeing more of the developments that allow all of us to fly safer and just go out to fly more. So stay posted if we have any other news along the line of the new Mavic 3. We'll definitely keep everyone posted. Or if you see any news you'd like us to cover, please share them in the comments down below. And we'll see you back here next Friday.